Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about weight management in older adults. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Emma Daniels, dietetic intern here at Mississippi State University. Emma, glad you can be here with us today. So for those of us who don't know, could you please explain exactly what a dietetic intern is?
Sure. A dietetic intern is someone who has an undergraduate degree in nutrition and has the goal of becoming a registered dietitian. The point of my internship is to get all kinds of practice hours related to the field of nutrition. I guess you could say I'm in training to be an expert in nutrition.
That sounds like an awesome field, especially with all the issues we have today with the American diet. That brings me back to our subject of today, discussing the importance of healthy weight management. First, what age range are we talking about when we discuss older adults?
Older Americans are categorized as anyone over the age of 50 years old.
Okay, and why is it so crucial to manage our weight as we age? What happens when we don't work towards maintaining a healthy weight?
As everyone knows, we have an epidemic of chronic disease and obesity going on in this country, unfortunately. Obesity can come with so many different chronic disease risks. Not being at a healthy weight puts you at risk for cardiovascular disease, stroke, many different types of cancers, dementia, arthritis, and other health issues. The harsh truth about these issues that I just mentioned are that they are the leading causes of death in America, and they have the possibility of being prevented through weight management. Weight management is especially important for older adults because if one was to develop any of these conditions, you may have to be more dependent on others for daily life, or even worse, have to miss out on major family milestones because you are suffering from these conditions.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of negative impacts surrounding obesity and everything that comes along with it.
Yes, for sure. But the good thing about all those negative things is that they can be decreased or even eliminated through a few lifestyle changes geared toward maintaining a healthy weight and a healthy diet. It's all about making little changes here and there and building upon one change after another. Before you know it, your whole lifestyle could be changed and geared towards health.
So what are some of these little changes that older adults specifically could focus on to reach their weight goal or to just be a little healthier?
There are a few things that you can do. First of all, try to keep your calories in check. The easiest way to do that is to follow the rule of my plate. Always make half your plate fruits and vegetables. Including more fruits and veggies into your diet is the easiest way to make sure you get full, but not overdoing it on calories. Another easy way to keep them in check is through the way you cook foods. Instead of making fried chicken, you could bake it. Instead of frying veggies, you could saute them. You'd be surprised how much healthier you can make things by the way you cook things. Another way to make sure you don't overdo it on calories is to make sure you aren't drinking them. Try to stay away from soft drinks. Replace them with water. If you're hooked on soft drinks, a good way to start cutting them out without going cold turkey is to limit it to one a day until you're confident enough to cut them out completely. You can also visit www.choosemyplate.gov for more information on how to structure your diet into fitting your calorie needs for healthy weight management.
I've heard many adults say things like, oh, I'll be overweight no matter how healthy I eat, and exercise, being overweight is in my genetics, so maintaining a healthy diet and lifestyle won't do any good. People think that they might as well just eat what they want because of this. Is there any truth to that claim, or are folks just basically making excuses?
The thing about maintaining a healthy weight is that it's a different experience for everyone. The people who have the inclination to blame their lifestyle on their genetics have probably never tried a way that works for them and their bodies. If you feel there's no point in trying to do everything you can to be healthy because of your genetics, I suggest contacting your primary care physician and setting up an appointment with a dietitian through them. A dietitian can work with you to specifically create a lifestyle change plan that you will be able to see results in your health related to diet, no matter what your genetics are.
So basically what we're talking about here isn't that we think everyone should lose weight and look like a supermodel, and we're not trying to get everyone to lose weight, but just to maintain a healthy weight and avoid obesity just by maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Is that correct?
Yes, Amy, that is correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Emma Daniels, dietetic intern at Mississippi State University. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.